I'd like to give everyone a very warm welcome. I thank you for coming. You're here today. We appreciate that. And I believe Raquel is going to be the translator today. And thank her as well. We'll just have a word of prayer. Our Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus and for his death on the cross for us. We thank thee that he died. When there was no other way we could be saved, he willingly and kindly gave himself so that through his death we could have life. And even now as Christians, we have the power to live the Christian life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's the same power. And we seek then for both the death and the resurrection of our blessed Lord. And thank you that he is the Savior today. So, Lord, we would ask for help just to speak a little word today in the gospel. And we would ask thee for help also for our sister to translate and for the listener to take in the truth. We would seek to lay down, we would pray, as we would ask for help in the name of the Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we just also not be unmindful to pray for little Hava there and ask you to meet the needs that she has on a daily basis and that she would seek to recover from this, and as your body heals, help and give doctors wisdom and all the things and challenges that she may have, and guard from infection and all those things, and ask a blessing upon that home and upon that little girl. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, today we're going to speak about three great things, and I kind of a little bit. Maybe of a misnomer, a bad thing to call it, because one of them is God and he's not a thing, but three great things.
So sa araw na ito ay ating pag-uusapan ang tatlong mahalagang bagay. Kasama rito ang Diyos, subalit siya ay sabi nga ni David, siya ay ang Diyos ay hindi isang bagay.
And I'm going to ask Raquel to read first of all in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10. And verse 22.
Chapter 10, verse 20. So, ang una nating babasahin ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Marcos, chapter 10, verse 22. Nang marinig ito ng lalaki, siya'y nandumo at malungkot na umalis, sapagkat siya'y lubhang napakayaman.
So, this is the first great thing that it's called great in scripture.
So ito ay sa ito ang unang binanggit na isang napakahalaga o malaking bagay.
It speaks about great possessions, a great material wealth.
Ito ay nagsasaad ng isang napakalaki o napakaraming pag-aari.
And in this story, this material wealth, this money that this man had and the possessions he had stood between him and his salvation.
At kung ating babasahin ang aklat ng Marcos, ay matatagpuan natin na ito ay nagsasaad ng isang lalaki na napakaraming kayamanan o pag-aari o maaring salapi. Kung kaya't ang mga bagay na ito ang nagiging hadlang sa kanya.
You see, this man realized the importance of eternal life and he wanted to have it.
Ang taong nabanggit sa ating mga talata ay alam ang patungkol sa buhay na walang hanggan at ito ay kanyang ninanais na makamtan.
And in the story here that the gospel writer Mark tells us that he wanted it so bad he actually came running to the Lord Jesus and he kneeled down in front of him.
At sa ating mga sa ating kwento ay ang taong ito ay nagnanais, naroon ang kanyang pagnanais na makamtan ang kaligtasan, kung kaya't siya ay lumapit at patakbong lumapit sa Panginoong Hesukristo.
There was such a strong desire to know where he would be after death that he was willing to go in for and ask the difficult questions in life.
At nasa puso ng lalaking ito ang pagnanasa na makamit ang kaligtasan at ang pagkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Kung kaya't siya ay nagtanong sa Panginoong Jesus ng isang napakahirap na katanungan.
So I want to pose a question to my listeners today. Do you want eternal life? Do you have eternal life?
At sa mga nakikinig sa araw na ito, ang aming katanungan, nais niyo ba na magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan? O kayo ba ay mayroong buhay na walang hanggan?
This man seemed to understand that the answer to those questions was wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ang lalaking ito ay naintindihan niya na ang kasagutan sa kanyang katanungan ay matatagpuan lamang sa Panginoong Jesus.
And indeed, that was why the Lord Jesus Christ was here, so that human beings could live forever.
Kung kaya ang Panginoong Jesus ay naparito sa mundo upang ang lahat ng tao ay magkaroon ng buhay at mabuhay magpawalang hanggan.
Death is something that challenges our pathway here on earth. It just seems so often people we know die.
At ang kamatayan ang siyang nagiging balakid sa ating buhay sa mundong ito at alam natin na maraming tao ang namamatay.
And when we face death in the lives of others and those that we love, it causes us to think, what about me?
At kung mayroong namatay sa ating mga mahal sa buhay, maaaring tayo ay magtanong, ano kaya ang mangyayari sa akin?
Is there life beyond the grave?
Mayroong bang buhay pagkatapos na ako ay mailibing?
And instinctively, we know that there is existence beyond death and the grave.
At sa ating kaisipan, alam natin na mayroong buhay sa pagkatapos na tayo ay mamatay at mailibing.
And the Bible does tell us that there is life beyond death.
At ang Biblia ay nagsasaad na mayroon ngang buhay pagkatapos na tayo ay mamatay.
But as this man came to the Lord Jesus wanting to know the answer to this question, he had a problem that he was dealing with.
At ang taong ito ay lumapit sa Panginoong Jesus upang magtanong sa napakahalagang bagay at katanungan. At alam niya na mayroon siyang malaking suliranin na kinakaharap.
The problem was this: when he was struggling with eternal life, he had issues that he was wrapped up in this life.
At ang kanyang suliranin na kung siya ay walang buhay na walang hanggan, maaaring siya ay manatili sa buhay na ito.
He was weighing things up, which is the most important, the next life or this life?
Kanyang iniisip, ano nga ba ang mas mahalaga, ang buhay na walang hanggan o ang buhay sa ngayon?
And that's something that you and I have to face every day.
At iyan din ang ating maaring makaharap sa araw-araw na sa ating buhay.
We are here on this earth for just a few short years and it takes so much of our thoughts.
Maaring nga narito at nabubuhay tayo sa mundo sa sandaling panahon, subalit ito ay nagbibigay sa atin ng napakalaki o napakahalagang kaisipan.
And we have to work very hard just to exist and to live here in this world.
At maaring tayo ay nagpapakahirap sa ating pamumuhay upang manatili lamang sa mundong ito.
And so whether we have great possessions as this man did or whether we want great possessions, this still is on our mind.
At maaring kung tayo ay mayroong napakaraming kayamanan o nangangailangan na magkaroon ng napakaraming kayamanan, ito ay atin ring iniisip.
And this man turned away from the most important person and the most important question because of that very issue.
At ang lalaking ito ay tumalikod tumalikod sa napakahalagang tao at napakahalagang pangyayari sapagkat siya ay napakaraming ari-arian.
And the scripture tells us in the verse that we read that he was sad and he went away grieved because he had great possessions in this world.
At sa mga talatang ating binasa, sinasabi na siya ay nanlumo at nalungkot at umalis sapagkat siya ay napakarami at lubhang napakayaman at napakaraming ari-arian sa mundong ito.
And so my simple warning for my listeners today is that you do not let the things of this world crowd out the things of the eternal world, eternal life.
At ang aming babala sa inyo, huwag ninyong hayaan na ang kayamanan ninyo o ang anumang mayroon kayo ang makahadlang sa inyo upang nasain ang pagkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
There is nothing more important than knowing the Savior and knowing you have eternal life.
Walang napakahalagang bagay kung hindi ang pagkakaroon ng kaligtasan, malaman na kayo ay mayroong tagapagligtas at ang pagkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
And so as we leave this passage, we have great possessions that stood in the way of this man gaining eternal life as a gift.
Ang ating unang punto, mayroong napakalaking ari-arian o pag-aari na hadlang sa daan ng tao.
Next, I want Raquel to read a verse in Luke chapter 16. And we're going to read Luke 16 and verse 26.
So ang ating ikalawang talata na babasahin ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Lucas, chapter 16, verse 26. Sinasabi rito, bukod dito, may malaking bangin sa pagitan natin. Kaya't ang mga naririto ay hindi makakapunta diyan at ang mga naririyan ay hindi makakapunta rito.
This is a very serious story that the Lord Jesus told about while he was here.
Ang mga talatang ito ay bahagi ng isang napakaseryosong kwento na ibinahagi ng Panginoong Hesukristo nang siya ay naririto sa mundo.
It's actually remarkably similar perhaps to the man we read about in Mark chapter 10.
Maaring ito ay nahalintulad sa lalaki na ating nabasa sa aklat ng Marcos chapter 10 verse 22.
And the similarity lies in the fact that both of these men were rich.
At ang pagkakatulad ay ang dalawang lalaking ito ay parehong mayaman.
The difference between the two men is the other rich man was still on earth looking forward to beyond death, and this man, we find him after death and he's in hell.
At ang pagkakaiba, ang unang lalaki na ating nabasa, siya ay buhay pa at naririto sa lupa. Subalit ang ikalawang lalaki na ating mababasa sa ikalawang kwento ay siya ay lumisan na sa daigdig na ito at siya ay namatay na at nagkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
The Bible is not telling us that rich people go to hell.
Hindi sinasabi sa Biblia na ang mga mayayamang tao ay pupunta sa impyerno.
But it is telling us that everyone who dies without Christ, without salvation, they will be in hell.
Subalit ang Biblia ay nagsasaad na ang mga taong namatay na hindi napatawad ang mga kasalanan at walang kaligtasan na nakamit nang siya ay naririto pa sa mundo, sila ay magtutungo sa impyerno.
In this story in Luke 16, there were actually two men.
At sa ating istorya na matatagpuan dito sa Lucas 16 ay mayroong dalawang lalaki.
One was a poor man of very poor health and he didn't have a lot to enjoy in this world.
Ang unang lalaki ay isang mahirap na lalaki, isang napakahirap na lalaki, at siya ay isang pulubi, at na maging ang kanyang kalusugan ay hindi maganda.
And perhaps because he was of poor health and he wasn't occupied with material wealth in this world, he had time to think about the next life.
At marahil sapagkat siya ay ang kanyang kalusugan ay hindi maganda at wala siyang maraming ari-arian, maaring naisip niya ang patungkol sa buhay na walang hanggan.
This man, the poor man, when he died, he went to a place that calls paradise, a place of rest, which we'll call heaven.
At ang unang lalaki, nang siya ay namatay, siya ay nagtungo sa lugar na ating tinatawag na kalangitan.
The other man, when he died, having a life where he was consumed with material things, he wasn't ready, and he opened his eyes in hell.
At ang ikalawang lalaki, sapagkat siya ay napakayaman, marahil ay hindi niya naisip ang buhay na walang hanggan, at nang siya ay namatay, siya ay nagtungo sa impyerno.
And as the Savior tells this story, he says there is one who is representing God, and this poor rich man in hell reached out and called for mercy.
At ang lalaking ito, at ang Panginoong Jesus ay patuloy na nagkwento na ang lalaking ito ay nais na makausap ang Diyos upang siya ay makaalis o ang kanyang makapatid ay makaalis sa impyerno.
But the Savior said, in hell it's too late to call for mercy.
Subalit ang sabi ng Panginoong Jesus na kung kayo ay nasa impyerno ay huli na upang humingi ng awa o habag mula sa Diyos.
And there couldn't even be granted such a small mercy as a drop of water to cool this man's tongue.
At hindi sila makakuha man lang ng kahit kaunting awa upang ang kanilang upang magkaroon o makainom ng kahit kaunting tubig lamang.
And the Savior tells us that between people who are prepared to die and they go to heaven, and people that are not prepared to die and they go to hell, there is a great gulf that will divide them.
At sinabi rin ng Panginoong Jesus na ang mga taong namatay at nagtungo sa kalangitan, at ang mga taong namatay at nagtungo sa impyerno, mayroong isang napakalaking o malawak na bangin na naghihiwalay sa kanila.
He says this tremendous chasm is unchangeable and it cannot be bridged or crossed from either direction.
At sinabi rin niya na ang malaking malawak na bangin na ito ay hindi maaaring magkaroon ng kaugnayan o magkaroon ng tulay na maaaring na sila ay magkaroon ng at sinabi ng Panginoon na ang dalawang lugar na ito ay hindi magkakaroon kailanman ng tulay.
And so here I want to just issue a second warning.
At sa pagkakataong ito ay kami ay magbibigay ng ikalawang babala.
Don't leave it too late to ask God for mercy when there is a great gulf that will divide the saved and the lost forever.
Huwag niyo nang hintayin na kayo ay mawala dito sa mundo upang humingi ng awa kung saan ay mayroong napakalawak na bangin na nakalagay at nakapagitan sa mga ligtas at hindi ligtas na kaluluwa.
You need to choose today to be on the right side of that divide and to be in heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kailangan ninyong pumili sa mga sandaling ito kung saan kayo tutungo at kung saang lugar kayo magtutungo.
Now for the third and final portion, I want to turn to the book of Titus and chapter 2, verse 13. Titus chapter 2, verse 13 and 14.
At sa ating ikatlong babasa, ang ating ikatlong babasahin ay matatagpuan, ang mga talatang ito ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Tito, chapter 2, verse 13 hanggang 14. Verse 13, habang hinihintay natin ang dakilang araw na ating inaasahan, ito ang pagbabalik ng ating dakilang Diyos at tagapagligtas na si Hesukristo. Inihandog niya ang kanyang sarili upang palayain tayo sa lahat ng kasamaan at linisin tayo upang maging bayan niyang masigasig sa paggawa ng mabuti.
In this passage, the greatness is attributed to God.
Sa mga talatang ito, ang pagiging dakila ay ibinibigay sa Diyos, sa dakilang Diyos.
And here, the writer is describing God as the great God and our Savior.
At ang mga talatang ito ay nagsasaad ng patungkol sa ating dakila at makapangyarihang Diyos at ating tagapagligtas.
And the Lord Jesus Christ is identified as this very one.
At ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay siyang ay siya ang dakila at makapangyarihang Diyos sa mga talatang ito.
And we are told why there is such greatness that is attributed to this one.
At sinasaad dito kung bakit mayroong isang napakadakilang Diyos na ating mababasa.
In this particular portion, it is because He gave Himself for us.
At ang kanyang pagiging dakila ay sapagkat ibinigay niya ang kanyang sarili para sa atin.
So that He could redeem us or buy us back to Himself.
Upang tayo ay kanyang matubos at maibalik sa kanyang sarili.
And to purify us, to cleanse us from our sins.
At upang tayo ay linisin mula sa ating mga kasalanan.
So that we can be a people that belong to Him and our lives can be different.
Upang tayo ay maging sa Kanya at maiba ang ating buhay.
And so if there is someone that's listening today that would like to know they have eternal life.
At kung may mga nakikinig ngayon na nagnanais maunawaan o magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan,
try to set aside the issues of material wealth and getting by in this world as the first man was caught up on. Set that aside.
Isa-isang tabi natin ang kaisipan na pagkakaroon ng napakaraming ari-arian o maging tayo ay maging mayaman.
Don't let great possessions stand in your way of thinking about eternal life.
Huwag nating hayaan na ang ating mga ari-arian o kayamanan ay maging hadlang upang tayo ay magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
And remember that to make the wrong choice is to be on the wrong side of a great gulf that will be unchangeable forever.
At isipin natin na kung tayo ay magkakamali sa ating pagpili, tayo ay magtutungo sa maling bahagi kung saan ay may malawak na bangin na nakapagitan.
We would like to direct your attention to the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Nais namin kayo ipaisip sa inyo ang dakilang Diyos na makapangyarihan at ang ating tagapagligtas.
And we want to tell you from the Bible that that's how you can be saved because he died in the place of the sinner.
At nais naming ibahagi sa inyo na mula sa Biblia, ang Biblia ay nagsasabi na ang Panginoong Jesus lamang ang inyong magiging tagapagligtas sapagkat siya ay namatay para sa inyo.
He bore the sinner's punishment, judgment.
Kinuha niya ang kahatulan ng ating mga kasalanan at ito ay kanyang binata sa kanyang balikat.
He himself is the one who stepped into that place and gave himself for us.
Siya lamang ang isang taong nagtungo sa krus o nagtungo sa krus upang ibigay ang kanyang sarili at mamatay para sa ating mga kasalanan.
And the secret to salvation is that moment when we just simply rest on Christ and in Christ alone and realize he died for me.
At kinakailangan na tayo ay magtiwala lamang sa Panginoong Jesus at malaman natin na siya ay namatay para sa atin.
And that is the way my life here on earth can be different and live with purpose and the way my eternity can be changed forever.
At iyan lamang ang tanging daan upang tayo ay magkaroon ng maayang pamumuhay dito sa mundo at magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan matapos na tayo ay mawala dito sa mundo.
And so just to remind you as we close of these three great things.
At ngayon ay muli naming ipaalala sa inyo ang tatlong mahalagang bagay.
Great possessions, a great goal fixed, and the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Ang napakalaki o napakaraming ari-arian, ang malawak na bangin, at ang makapangyarihan at dakilang Diyos at ating tagapagligtas.
Thank you for listening, and we'll pray. Our Father, we give thanks for thy Son again and thank thee for the truths of Scripture. We've considered very solemn truths of a man who lifted up his eyes in hell, and there was a great gulf fixed so that there was no crossing from one place to the other. And the destiny of that man, the outcome, it was unchangeable from the point of his death onward. We'd pray for our audience today that some might just consider eternal things and give them the place they deserve, the priority, so that they might never find themselves in that place, but that they might know they are the possessors of eternal life. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us unto himself, a peculiar people, a people of ownership and of purpose in life, purified and able to live our lives for the glory and the honor and the enjoyment of God. We would thank thee for our audience, ask thy blessing upon the challenges they face. And again, for those that are sick and suffering, we commit to thee. Those who are still mourning the loss of loved ones, we would pray for thy blessing as we would look to the day and ask thee for help. And for the night, for those who are so far away, as they would go to their beds, we would pray for thy blessing upon them. We would give thanks for thy Son in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Raquel, and for everyone for listening.